Romans chapter 7. We're going to continue talking about the law of God and what we have learned. So let's look, if you will, in verse 5. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Now we have said verses 1 through 4 deal with the fact that we died to the law as far as a basis of acceptance. And then verses 5 and 6 describe. Verse 5 describes what we were when we were unsaved, when we were in the flesh. And we said that in Romans 8 that we are not in the flesh because the Spirit of God lives in us. We have a flesh, but we're not in the flesh. A person who's outside of Christ, all they have is their fallen humanity. They do not have the Spirit of God that lives in them. We have the Spirit of God that lives in us. And so the desires of sin were actually, the law not only exposes sinfulness, but because of our rebellious nature, sometimes the law actually stirs our sinfulness because we are so rebellious. And notice it says, the last part of verse 5, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Sinful humanity, apart from God, may look good, but cannot bear fruit unto God. It is just like going out to a limb that's been sawed off. That limb cannot bear fruit. It must be attached to the tree so that it can bear fruit. And those outside of Christ cannot bear fruit except that which leads its way to death. But we are not that way. So verse 6 then describes us as saved. It says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. The first thing, we have been released from the law, he reminds us again. Not to obedience, but as a basis of acceptance before God. My acceptance before God is not based upon the fact that I did three commandments and I avoided breaking two of them. That's not what the Bible says. We are accepted before God because of what Christ has done. Pure and simple. And so I am not accountable anymore as far as the law being my judge and my condemner. I'm no longer condemned because I'm now in Christ. I'm His and I belong to Him. So I've been released from the law as a basis to determine whether I'm good enough. I'm never going to be good enough. And whether I falter today or whether I falter tomorrow, I'm accepted before God not because of my performance, but because of what Christ has done. But freedom from the law does not mean I am free to disobey the law. Freedom from the law does not mean I am free to disobey the law. Just because the law is not my basis of acceptance, and that's what he means when he says we're delivered from the law that held us and bound us and condemned us. All the law can do is say, you're a sinner, you fall short. All it can do is condemn us. But we're not bound by that anymore because we're accepted because of what Christ has done. But that doesn't mean we're now free to disobey the law. And we'll explain that in a minute. I'm not free just to do what I want to. Well, hallelujah, I've been freed from the law. Now I can live like I want to. That's not what Scripture teaches. What does Scripture teach? Well, really, if you go back to verse 4, says, wherefore, my brethren, you also become dead to the law that by the body of Christ, that we should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. I've been released from the law as the basis of my acceptance before God, so that I may enter into a relationship with Christ. My relationship with God is no longer with God as my judge and my condemner. My relationship with God is based upon my relationship with Him. I've been joined to Christ. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. He lives in me. a person, before they're saved, hopes they can be good enough. You hear it all the time. Well, I'm good enough to go to heaven. And they're measuring themselves by the law. The problem is that does not please God, because that's not a relationship. What God wants is a relationship. You know, I illustrated in this way. If some random person came to me who was just a sorry person, I mean, it was known around America, they were one of the most wicked people in the world, and they came to me and demanded of me to do certain things and all those different things they demanded of me, I wouldn't be very motivated to want to do what they said, other than the fear of them punishing me. But if one of my children comes to me and says, "Daddy, could you do so and so for me?" Well, sure, I want to. Why? There's a difference. Because now I have a relationship. You see, God has freed us from the law as the basis of being accepted, so that we may now have a relationship. We've been delivered from it, so now things are different. We're in relationship with God. We are no longer under this law. The law is a vicious taskmaster, because it constantly points out what you're not doing right, you don't measure up. It is constantly a condemner. But now we've been joined to Christ, and we're accepted. We love. We have a relationship with Him. That was the point. So now I don't have to fear being condemned. There's now, therefore, no condemnation. I'm accepted before God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God released me from the law, to have a relationship with Him. So that now He is my Heavenly Father. I no longer stand at the judgment seat. I now stand with my Heavenly Father, who loves me and cares for me and provides for me. That's why He delivered me from the law. Then I want you to notice this last little phrase here. But now we're delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Now, what in the world does that mean? As best I can understand, what he's simply talking about is this: that now that we are saved, we are no longer under the old covenant, but we are now under a new covenant in which the Spirit of God now comes to live in us. The word Spirit here probably should be capitalized. In newness of spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. Let me try to explain. In the old covenant, the Old Testament and the Ten Commandments, they were external laws of conduct. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt do this. Thou shalt not do this. And so they were primarily external rules of conduct, in which, of course, everyone would fall short of that. That's all they were. And their only hope was punishment. Thou shalt not kill. And the keep that obedient, then there was the threat of punishment. But now we are in the newness. We serve in newness of spirit. We now serve in the life of the Spirit of God, not just following an external code. It is an internal work that God does by the Spirit to produce in us the life that He intended, the obedience that He intended. Before, the oldness of the letter brought a fear of consequences, a fear of punishment. Now we serve because God has put His Spirit within us, giving us the desire to want to serve Him. He said in Hebrews that I will write my law in their hearts, and that would give us the desire. You see, before a person's saved, they don't have any real desire to be obedient to God other than to look good or make sure everything's all right. But we serve in newness of spirit. We have life within us. We don't just follow an external code. We have an internal person who lives in us to produce the life that God intended. And the reason He freed us from the law as an external code, so that now life lives within me. Now I serve in newness of spirit. The second thing the external code gave no power to accomplish it. You see, the Bible says, love the Lord God, but there was no power. Thou shalt not kill, but there was no power. Thou shalt not steal, but there was no power. Now in Christ, God has indwelt me, and I serve in a newness, a freshness in the power of the Holy Spirit. God has now given me the ability to do what he wants me to do, to please him, to honor him, to glorify him. Now he works from within with his amazing power. It isn't. I am to be obedient. But it is not just some external code. It is by being yielded to the internal work of the Holy Spirit to produce the code within me. And that's what he means. We've been freed from the oldness of just following some code to a newness where the Spirit of God works within us to produce life and to produce what God intends for us to do. He said in Romans 8 that he gave his law so that now the law can be fulfilled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now let me try to illustrate it this way. Let's just take a law. Go to church. Go to church. Well, you folks that went to church feel pretty good, don't you? I'm a pretty spiritual person because I'm here. I showed up. I'm a lot better than those other people that don't show up. Well, wait a minute. You're basing your relationship to God based on what you do and the law. Because you've showed up doesn't make you any better. But let's suppose you've showed up. I'm here. Preacher, when are you going to be quiet? I've had about enough of it already. I've got to go home. The good thing about it, I've got the football game taped, so I've got plenty of time. When are you going to be through? Matter of fact, preacher, I'm kind of bored with this tonight. But I'm here. I'm here. You're here. But you haven't really fulfilled what God intended by the law. What God intended by the law is that you would be here because you want to be here. And because you love the Lord. And you can't wait to hear the word of God, and you can't wait to sing the song, and you can't wait to fulfill all the other things by fellowshipping and encouraging one another and lifting one another up and praying for one another and just being a part of the fellowship. That's what the Spirit of God produces in you and I. But if you just follow the oldness of the letter, I'm here. Hallelujah, boy, am I a good person. Well, not if you fell asleep while I was preaching. That's okay. If you're on medicine, I won't bother you. But what about your heart? You see, what God does when he saves us, this newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter, is God wants to do the work inside so that what reflects is the expression. Now, I hear sometimes people say, yeah, I'm free. I don't have to do what the law says. I'm free. I can just do what I want to. No, what God wants to do is to do the work inside so that outwardly you will obey. Remember what Jesus says when he says, just because you say, I've never murdered, but you've been angry in your heart, you've already violated the law. What God wants to do is not just keep you from murdering. What God wants to do is to do a work in your heart to keep you from anger with your brother. What God wants to do is the work inside. And that's what he means when he says we've delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. I can remember. I can see this. I wished I could explain it better. But I can remember when I first started the ministry. And I was learning some of these things. And I can remember people who'd been in church all their life. And they were real proud of it, that they'd been in church all their life. But they had some of the sorriest attitudes of anybody you ever saw. They just were contentious and were troublesome and all that. But they were present. I'm here. I have done what the law said. And I've told you before of one man who told me, I said, how do you know you're going to go to heaven? He said, because I obey the speed limit. I never have forgot. I obey the speed limit. Well, hallelujah. I didn't when I came to church tonight. I drove a little too fast. Shouldn't have done it. But hallelujah, that's not the basis of my acceptance before God. What's the basis? I have a relationship with Christ. And now what God wants to do is he wants this newness, this life of the Holy Spirit living in me so that, listen, I do both the external obedience, but also do the internal obedience. What God wants to do is to do a work where he really puts within us the desire to want to love him. Now, because I'm in the flesh and because sometimes I may allow my flesh, sometimes my flesh may not allow me and I may get a little stubborn, but there's still life. That what God wants is not just to say, okay, I will do 9 out of 10, Lord. Is that good enough? No. What God wants me to do is say, okay, Tim, get on your knees, yield all you are, and allow me to work within. Allow me to produce the life. It's a lot easier, listen very carefully, it's a lot easier to do the oldness, technical aspects of the letter than it is on your knees and surrender all to the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit to conform you and shape you. It's a lot easier to do 9 out of 10 of them in my strength. But it's a lot harder to get on my knees and give it all up and say, Lord, I surrender and I ask you to work in me and I ask you to produce in me genuine love for you, genuine love for my church, genuine love for reading your word, genuine love for the unsaved. I ask you to produce in me that which I don't have. That's a work of God. That's what God wants to do. Not the oldness of the letter, but the newness of the Spirit of God. And believe me, it's a lot easier to put up the front than it is to get on the knees and yield. Now you think about that. What God wants is the yielding, Lord, live in me. I'm no better than anybody else because I came tonight. But hallelujah, Lord, live in me. Keep giving me the desire. I pray for others, but Lord, just keep working in me. Keep producing in me a hunger and a desire and a zeal and a love and a joy and a patience. Lord, work within me. And I give up all my rights to myself. I give all my self-dependence. I give all my self-righteousness up. And I yield and say, live in me, Lord. And produce in me the newness, the life that only comes from the Spirit of God. I've told you before that a lot of times when people get revived, they think, boy, that's it. I'm revived, and buddy, I'm going to be committed now. I'm going to pray 2 hours a day. And they fall asleep after 5 minutes. And I illustrate it this way. A lot of times when people get more committed, they say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to serve God. I'm going to push this car harder than I've ever pushed it before. Preacher, you just mark my words. I will be there at church, and I'm going to push that car all the way from my house, and I'm going to do it with more zeal and more encouragement and more excitement. I'm going to push it with everything I've got, and I'm going to show up. And I say, well, you know what? There's an engine in there, and the easiest thing to do is step inside, turn it on, and let God live through you. And the car get here a lot quicker. But you see, we want to do it in what? Our strength and our power. And that's what he means. We've been freed to serve in newness. We want to. Paul will later on and say, because we want to, but we have a flesh that don't want to. But we don't serve some old letter. Okay, Lord, I'm going to do 9 commandments. No, we just simply say, Lord, I want to be obedient. Now live in me. Produce in me. You know what a plant does, a tree does? It just produces the fruit. You can't cut off the limb and say, put it in the ground. Now produce. It has no life. And what God intended was to put life in us so that life would live through us and empower us and work within us. That's the secret of the Christian life. Dr. Burchett used to say, it's a lot easier to wiggle your little finger in the power of the Spirit, that is, to yell to the top of your lungs in the power of the flesh. He said it's a lot easier just to wiggle your little finger in the power of the Spirit than to yell at the top of your lungs in the power of the flesh. The Christian life is yielding. God, live in me. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you. And Lord, we just ask you to help us understand these things and recognize this and learn and grow. I'm still trying to learn to walk and live in the power of the Holy Spirit rather than just in some external code. You want to do an internal work by your Spirit so that what is produced in me is both an internal attitude and an external obedience. Both go together. Teach us, Lord, encourage us, and help us to walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.